Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is a guy that we call the Sultan of safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the man who adjusts the buzz in his headphone levels there from time to time, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I have a buzz in my
What's that?
I have a buzz.
Is it in both ears now? No. I'm going to let our audience in at home. Here's what it sounds like in Fred's headphones. Bzzz. There's a bee in there. Bumblebee, you were in that movie. And that's why we have a buzz in the headsets there. That's good. Oh. That one's out playing now, you know, on like the circuit, Netflix, Amazon, and all that, I think. And anybody want to see Fred and his movie Bumblebee, you can check it out or rent it on pay-per-view. It is available there for you, too. Welcome to the show. We got a big show this week. I've returned from Cabo San Lucas. Fred Dreyer's returned from a sore throat. And so we're here on the show today. How's your week been?
I'm now getting rid of my sore throat. My weekend is looming to be very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter will be joining me tomorrow on a trip from Oklahoma.
That's great.
And you know what I'm doing? I'm taking her to my dentist.
Wait a minute.
She's flying.
Hold on a second. Most dads, when their daughter comes home, take them to someplace fun like Disneyland. You're taking your daughter to a dentist?
Or to a fast food place.
Yeah. To In-N-Out Burgers or something?
And, no. Not
you know, or a McDonald's, a magic
not
meal or something?
Dad, not
so
this.
You're going to a dentist.
I'm going to a dentist.
Well, tell her she gets a treat after she gets her teeth cleaned and everything. They'll probably have a little toy.
Yeah, a balloon animal or something.
Yeah. I love it. You're a fun dad, you know.
Well, listen.
Can I go with you guys?
No, not at all.
Sorry.
She doesn't need anybody to rattle her cage while she's.
Just wanted to ask. I need to get a bicuspid checked if we could go.
Hey, is this segment over?
No, the show's done. Really, no. Yeah, this segment is over. This is just the open.
God,
we're
going to
take a quick break, and when we come back. We're going to talk about football. We got a lot of football news. We got a lot of baseball trade news.
Oh, I don't want to kill the audience with this guy's batting average or over that.
I got sports scores.
You can't do that.
Can I do sports scores?
No, I don't want sports scores. I don't care. If you want that, you know, go to who else is out there?
Fred Rogan. He'll give them to you.
Yeah, go to Rogan and Rodney and
they'll do it. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge Weekend Edition here with you, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Thanks so much for joining us.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We are back in the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
How do you do?
Call him Sultan, Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And I gotta tell you, Fred, I was in Cabo San Lucas last week. Found a great home that I took my daughter down there, and we kind of hung out, kind of like a family getaway. And it was fabulous, and we could see from our vantage point the area of rocks that you know very well as Land's End, because you did a groundbreaking TV show, because you were one of the first syndicators to do your own private syndication services through the Disney company, wasn't it, that series?
Well, it was a first-run syndication.
Right.
And it was a lot of fun. We were there for a year. Where did you stay?
I stayed at the around the Esperanza Hotel in Punta Baenos or something, the whales place or whatever. It was a series of homes.
Twin Dolphins?
No, not the Twin Dolphins. That is a nice hotel that may not still be there, come to think of it.
You know the Twin Dolphin did not have televisions.
They did not?
No.
Most places have television. Now, there is a channel that they have on the Mexican satellite service, Sky Service. It's called Universal TV. We don't have it here in this country, and it shows all the great Universal shows like Blue Blood, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, PD, FBI, FBI Most Wanted, FBI International. All those Universal shows play one right after another. It's kind of like, you know, watching Gomer Pyle or Andy Griffith's show when they put them on those MeTV stuff. It's all there for you, but it's Universal, all produced at Universal. And I tried to find if it's available, and it's not on any cable system or satellite service here in the United States that I know about. It's a good channel. It's what I watched when I wanted to watch some television.
Did you get Bing Crosby and Jack Benny?
No, I couldn't get the Jack Benny show? Nope.
Oh, no.
No, it was terrible. Could not.
Oh, Rochester.
That's a good one. And at home, when I'm back here, I watch MeTV Plus. and then MeTV, and then Decades TV, and they have shows like Roger Moore in The Saint, and they've got Mission Impossible.
That's good.
Do you know what's amazing when you watch Mission Impossible now? Now the movies come out with the Tom Cruise, but on the old series, Barney is there, and he's the electrical genius, and Willie is the big hulking guy that just carries stuff. The electronic gear that they have on Mission Impossible looks like it was made in my junior high school electric shop.
Oh, no, it's
it doesn't
totally
look state of the art.
It's totally a BS.
It is.
You know, it's like, you know, the old
meters.
It was like the old Frankenstein movies, you know.
Exactly.
With the electric,
Looks like looks like Barney could go after Jim Phelps with a couple of pals.
Oh,
and go boom,
God.
You know?
It's just so. Dun, 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 dun,
the music
dun.
Is good.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's a good show. Anyway, we digress. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Can we get into some things here? What about this whole Miami Dolphins deal going on here? Now, we've had this story back and forth going on where the coach of the Miami Dolphins was being considered for coaching other places, and then he wasn't, and so he got all upset, and now there's tampering going on there. The owner of the Dolphins, Sean Ross, apparently, along with trying to talk to Tom Brady about coming over to play for the Dolphins, and it's gotten out of hand now. There's been some fines and suspensions.
You know, there's
things.
Nothing like a bunch of idiotic pro football owners who have nothing to do than escape the responsibility of the franchises doing the best they can to win football games for the fan base. So what we now have is we have everyday garbage that floods the news.
It does.
You know how much stuff is in here?
They had a 6-month investigation that went on, and the league found that the Dolphins, primarily the team owner, Stephen Ross, the vice chairman and limited partner, Bruce Beal, violated the anti-tampering policy on 3 occasions from 2019 through 2022 in conversations they had with quarterback Tom Brady and the agent for the then New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton, who was going to retire and they were saying, come on over with us here. But the NFL found no evidence that the team intentionally lost games because apparently somebody was saying Stephen Ross was telling the coach there, Brian Flores, at the time, hey, maybe you should lose some games. They couldn't prove that, so that didn't come up as a deal. But here's the deal. Stephen Ross and the Bruce Beal, the limited partner, they're getting fined. Why isn't Tom Brady getting fined? He obviously let him talk to him. He knew that it was wrong. Shouldn't you be
because
fining
the
Tom
owners
Brady?
Have this. The owners supersede all of that type of stuff. You know, the owners are. By the way, I don't think there should be any tampering charges whatsoever.
You don't.
In this day and age?
I don't think so either.
What's to prevent anybody from dialing somebody up on the phone and then somebody returning them in saying, look, they're talking about the leaving the Miami Dolphins.
It happens. And somebody could come walking in here right now, right in the middle of the show, walk up to you and say, hey, Fred, how much are you getting paid at this place? And you say, well, and they say, oh, double that amount. And you walk out of that chair and you're out the door at a new job. That's tampering, right?
That's already happened, by the way.
You going to be on ESPN? Is that?
I am.
Are you one of the new Dodger announcers with Jay Hare?
Oh, yeah. I'm one of 8.
One of 28 new ones. They got some good announcers at the Dodgers. I love Vin Scully, don't get me wrong, but they've replaced Vin with 8 good quality people. I really like them all.
Well, they take one basic salary and chop it in 8 pieces.
Yeah, and
that's
like,
what they do.
I love Eric Karros, but his hair is a little bit, you know, I think you should sort of pull it back in a little bit.
It's flowing out a little bit. It's very
it's
30s horror movie.
No, it's, I love him too.
No, he's good.
I love them all. They're all good.
He's good.
Yeah, I just did.
Your hair's good.
Sometimes
so
I like watching sometimes the post game and pregame shows more so than even the game itself.
They're more fun, and Jer hair doesn't miss a beat to hog the camera.
He's great, and
he's
I love
really
him for
good.
It.
It's, no, he's really such a ham. It's great.
There's not a bad one in the bunch. Anyway, we digress. So here's the deal. So if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, there's going to be what's going on here now? They're saying that there's going to be fines that were hit. Ross has got fined $1.5 million. He's suspended through October 17, during which he's not permitted to be at the Dolphins facility. He owns the team, and he can't go to his own facility.
And the league is investigating itself.
Yes, they are. This is because these guys are part of the league.
No, this is a Abbott and Costello routine.
They can't, and he can't attend any league meeting before the annual meeting in 2023. That vice chairman limited partner Bruce Beal, he's fined $500,000, and he isn't permitted to attend any league meeting for the rest of this season.
God, how can I get on that wagon?
And Tom Brady not incurring any punishment at all, even though you're saying, what's the offer? What do you got for?
Well, I mean,
you know, he asked.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? It's tampering, good. Like everybody's just standing in line to get Tom Brady.
Yeah. And they did it, they said, in 2019 and then again in 2021. And apparently the offer wasn't that good because Tom Brady didn't move anywhere, go anyplace, or do anything.
Well, I mean, you know, if he were to say right now, look, after this season's over, mm-hmm. I'm playing quarterback for the Tampa Bay Bucks, but after the season's over with, I'm going to go to Miami and be part of the ownership.
Yeah.
What's to prevent him from doing that?
Exactly.
And how is that putting everything in jeopardy with other teams? It doesn't.
You need to talk to your friend because you talk to him every time we go into one of those football things. Roger Goodell likes you and shouts out, "Hey, Fred," and you guys always chat. So the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, said, "This is, quote, unprecedented," end of quote. unprecedented.
I know, I should call him.
You should call him. It's a great quote.
I should call him. I said, did you actually say this there, Roger?
Unprecedented. He said the investigators found tampering violations of unprecedented scope and severity. I know of no prior instance of a team violating the prohibition on tampering with both a head coach and a star player to the potential detriment of multiple other clubs over a period of several years. Similarly, I know of no prior instance in which ownership was so directly involved in the violations. So, they could make a movie on this.
This is, they should actually.
It's a Netflix.
Now, you know what? They should expand the league.
Think so.
They should expand the league right now so they can blame it on the new teams.
Tamper with more players. We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program, that guy over there, all-pro defensive end acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred McBryer.
All right. Great to be with everybody. Mike, nice to have you back.
Good to be back.
Did you get all of the tan lines squared away?
Had this very nice rental house, and it was just, you know, you sit there on the beach, and you're looking out at the water, and then you look, and you see this cropping of rocks known as Land's End. That's the Baja California, the farthest south point of Baja California.
You're sitting in the office, right?
As you at the office is really close. If you go to the office, yes, well, I was there. Yeah, that's a nice restaurant. The office.
Yeah, they
people
they,
fall over in their chairs there. if they turn the table a certain way, because it's a little bit of an angle going down to the beach, and you kind of lean back in your chair, you could go over backwards.
Yeah, you can.
Kind of fun.
I think that's the idea.
It's a thrill ride.
Behind three or four.
I sat three or four
margaritas.
I sat on the other side and just had cervezas. And that way, if I lent myself too far forward, I would just fall into my fish tacos, which is easier.
You had fish tacos?
Yeah, easier to eat that way.
There you go.
They're good.
Was that tilapia? It should be.
Bring them on. I like
you know
more.
What it should be? It should be tuna. They got more
tuna.
5 miles off the arch over
tuna
there.
Tuna or shrimp you can get in a nice salad inside of a avocado. They hollow it out a little bit and put it all in there. It's delicious.
Yeah.
That's all at the office. Check it out. So anyway, Mexico is good. And you know what I got? Because they have the vendors that come around the office area. My daughter bought these for me. She picked up some of those wrestling masks that they like to do and the wrestling things over there.
She did?
Yeah, she got some masks. So you and I can go. We could have a wrestle match here one time.
We can go over to Angelo and Vinci's and really have a lot of fun.
Get on stage and do a WrestleMania.
See, I brought up Angelo and Vinci's because they have stage. Cynthia has a dance and theater and stage background.
Yeah, yeah.
So once
Why not wrestling? Once
she starts dancing, and then we come out of the background with our Mexican wrestling masks.
Why not wrestling? And you know, it would be spellbinding because people that would see it might look like this guy right here would be amazed what's going on.
That guy right there was so drunk.
From Bumblebee. This is Fred Dreyer and Bumblebee. We're going to post this up at our Sports Lounge on Demand. And what was the sheriff's name? What was the character you played here again? You said Sheriff Bob?
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
No, I don't know what it was. It was sheriff.
Yeah, but this is where the car, the bumblebee, sort of transformed itself.
Well, you caught it in your rearview mirror. Yeah, I'm chasing him, and then he chases me. And the next thing I know, I look up in the mirror right there, and I see the thing flipping upside down, and turning into a robot.
You were intense on this one. Let me tell you, that was one of the.
Well, that's an awful lot of ethos and pathos right there in that shot.
And this was Fred's one of the later movies he's done. If we go back a little bit in time, here is Fred. If we could. Here is you doing your impression of Clem Cadiddlehopper.
You know, that's Red Skelton show for those who are too old.
Yeah, we don't
to
know what I'm talking
there.
About. Thank you, Fred. Thank
you. That's Jenna Elfman there on the right, I believe.
So Jenna Elfman, what was this show? She was in a show. What was the name of the show? I forget. But obviously you were on it, and it was Christmas time, and everything's decorated. There's a Christmas tree, and you're grabbing the sides of your jacket there.
Well, I can't remember what this was a...
looking good.
It was the new Jenna Elfman show. You know,
I think it was a Jenna Elfman show.
She had a great hit show.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
And then she took some time off, and then she came back with this show.
Yeah,
I think. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
I don't, but it's all right because this is a great shot that we have there. I really like that shot. And And then a couple of, if we go down memory lane a little bit with you, that we have this picture here, Hunter Return to Justice. This was one of the made-for-TV movies, right?
This was a Return to Justice in the town, the beautiful town of San Diego. And they talked Stephanie out of retirement.
To do it, yeah.
She said, great, I go down to San Diego and get some fish tacos. And
that's it.
You know,
you do a power couple. We're going to post this one up. That's one of the good shots. I'd like to have this one in the hallway here while you're still with us at CRM.
See,
before
beauty,
you go
the
over to
the beauty of this shot is, yeah. as you see, if, once you see this episode, this two-hour movie, you'll see that every two shot we're in is this shot right here.
It is.
That's right. We get out of the car this way. Just so you know, we get out of the car this way, and we knock on the door, and it gets tough when I say, go around to the back.
It looks like Stephanie's got, her gun is pointed straight up, so she's, you know, that's the dangerous to hold it like that.
Yeah,
you should have it ready to go, like you're starting to really pull the draw on somebody. That's a pretty good one, I'll tell you that. And then there's this film that was, you produced this one all yourself, Highway 395, The Only Law That Matters Out Here Is His, and that's Sheriff Raleigh Wade. That's Raleigh Wade.
That's an attitude right there.
Raleigh Wade's an attitude. You got that. And here's you with the sheriff's outfit. It looks like you're in the middle of the desert out there on Highway 395, and you got on the khaki top there, and you got the dark pants, and you got your hand on the gun. That's the whole thing right there.
Yeah, my right hand.
Your right hand ready to go.
My right hand.
At any moment, anytime something's going to happen, that's it.
Well, so, you know, I waited long enough in that uniform out there with the anticipation of the Bumblebee producers seeing
checking you out that said, hey, this guy
would look
great.
Right.
This guy here is looking good, and this guy would be perfect for his role right here.
See, that's
in Bumblebee.
Plus, here's
similarity going on.
Just a second. Go back.
Yeah.
Go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? You see the brim on that hat?
Yeah, that's a nice brim. It looks a little straw hat.
That hat is like three sizes too small.
So costumes.
I told the director, I just said, you know, what if I wear this? And I was joking.
Yeah.
Of course, like I always do. I'm joking. And I said, what do you think about this here, Brad? He just says, gosh, Fred, I don't know. Does it fit you? I said, sure. He says, okay, you can wear it, but just tilt it back. You know, so
it was good.
So
I thought it was good.
That's how it got that way.
Plus, you could take that on the beach in Cabo and lay out there if you wanted to.
Well,
now, I wanted to ask you one other thing because there's another poster we have. This is Fred Dreyer, The Return of Hunter. Was this the first TV movie that you made, this one here? The Return of Hunter?
The Return of Hunter?
Yeah. Now, this, you actually, you're in there, you know. You're up against a wall, a brick wall, and you got your gun pulled, and you're in that position you've got, that two-handed. I think, 24 had this thing. Kiefer Sutherland learned how to do the move by watching you and Hunter. I really do believe this was a training film for him to say, holster your weapon and then pull it and pull it out like this, because you led the charge in that kind of a steadying kind of a situation where you sit there and you pull your gun out, and you're like this. You got it right there in front of you, ready to go. So that you can, move around and do whatever you got to do.
Yes.
And you're pretty good at that. And I think that poster there is a study point for anybody in acting. We got Suede McCoy here, who's taking an acting class. He should come in and just look at your posters to get some sort of training here.
Well, he'd have to wear a tuxedo first.
Really?
Yeah, look at that. Look.
Yeah, you are in a tux, come to think of it. And it looks like you're doing one of these things where you shoot the cuffs, where you go out like that and you shoot the cuffs so they come out a little bit.
Yeah.
And you get it so you got a little bit of the white
shirt
coming out. You shoot there. Shoot the cuffs.
Sure, we shoot.
Not with a gun.
We shoot the cuffs.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Get on to some baseball news here. We got some of that going.
Do we have to?
But before we do, we should just mention one other football news. And I got to ask you this question.
Okay.
Why would the Cleveland Browns take on this quarterback, Deshaun Watson, and bring him to the team and not realizing that he's going to be investigated and probably be found guilty of asking for sexual favors with the massage therapist and all these women, 30 of them that came out of the